Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Here at 4th and Flix, we're better than you, and we know it. Lights, camera, action. We are back. Welcome to 4th and Flix, your sports movie review podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey, and this is 4th and Flix. What's happening, buddy?
What's going on, man? What's going on? You know, a great one this week. One of my favorites of all time, Dodgeball, man. Love this movie.
Yes, sir, man. We're going to teach you the 5 D's of Dodgeball. We're going to have fun doing it, buddy.
No doubt.
This was a good one, man. It just came to me, too, man. We were trying to figure out what's the next movie going to be. And Dodgeball, baby.
Dodgeball is a sport.
Absolutely. It's absolutely a sport. Absolutely. But okay, so you've heard already, the movie is Dodgeball, directed by Ross and Marshall Thurber. Hope I said that right. $168.4 million at the box office. Released June 18th, 2004, starring Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Justin Long, Rip Torn, and a few others. Won an MTV Movie Award for Best Villain. Ben Stiller. I love that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love that. Let's get to the plot real quick here, man. Average Joe's gym and its owner, Peter LaFleur, Vince Vaughn, are both down on their luck. A fancy competing gym called Globo Gym, run by the maniacal health nut, White Goodman, Ben Stiller, is about to put Average Joe's out of business unless Peter can raise $50,000 to keep his mortgage to save the gym. Peter and a ragtag group of Average Joe's members and employees enter a dodgeball contest with a big cash prize. In response, White forms his own Globo Gym team to rout the competition, Trey.
Yeah, man. And one thing I just want to mention, it's you said June 18th, 2004. That was just shy of 20 years ago.
That's insane.
Insane.
That's crazy to think about, man. It holds up for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Still great on a rewatch. Still laughed. Knew it was coming, still got me. But let's talk about it, man. 2004, an ode to remember, buddy, an ode to remember. The first time that you watched the movie Dodgeball, man, can you remember?
Yeah, man. So the first time I watched this movie, I had to, you know, I feel like a lot of these movies, especially, I mean, it's 20 years ago, you know, you have to really think about the first time you watched some of these movies. But I do actually remember kind of the emotion that I had when I watched this movie the first time, because I was really young. I know that. And I was so young that I didn't understand a lot of the sexual humor in this movie. And I knew that the balloon cup, or the whatever you want to call it, the penis pump where he pumps it up. I knew when I was a kid, when I first seen that, it freaked me out. I didn't understand what was going on, why he would do so. What was the point of that? I didn't get it. And it freaked me out. But I still found it hilarious, even as a kid. You know, there are definitely its moments that are adult humor, and there's definitely its moments that are kid humor. I mean, it's a great movie, which is notably considered raunchy, if you will.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody. Let's see. First time I watched, man. Pretty sure I went to go see this in the movie theaters. Again, it was 20 years ago. I was but a young buck. Pretty sure I went and seen it in the movie theater and helped contribute to that $168.4 million box office hits, man. Popcorn, candy, lots of laughs. I just remember thinking, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. But did you ever see the movie Heavyweights?
I have not.
Heavyweights, man. That's the one where there's like all these kids, they're at fat camp and stuff like that. Anyways, Ben Stiller is in that movie. He comes to the fat camp and he's like trying to like motivate these kids and stuff. And I swear to God, that's White Goodman that he's playing.
Now that you bring it up, I actually have seen that movie. It's like way deep in my memory, but I definitely know what you're talking
about. Exactly, buddy. So I'm pretty sure, man, like, that is White Goodman, that character. Maybe he changed it up a little bit, changed the name. I can't remember what he's named in Heavyweights. Sound off in the comments if you know. But Anyways, I remember thinking that, like knowing that that was the same guy, or at least thinking that I thought that was the same guy from Heavyweights, and just loving it, man, you know?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of these characters that these actors play in movies are based, you know, they take a character that they've kind of come up with before and kind of mold it, you know, into the character that they're trying to be.
Exactly, buddy, exactly. Hey, John Cortez popping off on Facebook. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for popping in, buddy. Hit that like button for us, man. Appreciate the love. All right, let's get to our personal favorite scene, Trey. Personal favorite scene in Dodgeball.
Yeah, man. So there's a lot of great scenes in this movie. And I think my personal favorite scene will actually surprise you because it's not really a big scene for the movie, but I just find it hilarious every time I watch it. And it's when White Goodman goes to Kate's house to woo her, you know, and he shows up in the all white leather, you know, all cool.
Looking sharp.
And looking sharp. And he basically sexually assaults her on her porch. Yeah. And he's like, I can be naughty, real freaking naughty. I just love that. And then Vince Vaughn shows up and I don't remember what the whole conversation was, but Ben Stiller says, oh, I don't think that I'm dumber than you think that you thought I was once. Yeah. And then he jumps on the moped with Michelle.
I love the snaps,
and Michelle pulls right up.
And just flips him off the whole way. Down, yeah, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
That's good humor, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Heather Torres on YouTube. Hello, boys.
Hey, hey.
What's up, man? Love you. Hit the like button for your boy. Okay. So my personal favorite scene, I thought when I first started watching it that I would know the answer to this question, like before I even watched the movie. But watching it again, it's the part where, like, I can't remember his name, the nerdy guy with the glasses. He's like the last one on the court.
Yeah.
He's the last one on the court.
Oh, Gordon. Gordon. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the last one on the court. He's like, you need to get angry. And then he's like, I don't know. I'm just not a very angry person, you know? Yeah. And then he looks over, sees his wife, and he's like, oh, and he just takes out the whole freaking team. Dude,
that was like the police squad or something on the other side, right?
I don't know. I can't remember exactly. Was it Lumberjacks? No, it wasn't Lumberjacks.
No. I think it was like the police, the local police department or something like that. And he's just like, yeah, and then he takes them all out. Don't need no help.
Exactly, bro. Exactly, dude. Just tore him up, man. Watching that again, bro, gave me goosebumps, dude. I was just like, yeah, old dude got his shot. You know what I mean?
I will say, when I was thinking of my personal favorite scene, that did come up in my head, it? That scene. Yeah,
heck so. Yeah. I like that. I was almost wondering if that, when I was watching it and I wrote that down, I'm like, I wonder if that Trey's on that level with me right there.
I was there.
Hey, John Cortez says, digging what y'all are doing. Keep it up. Such a great movie.
Hey, appreciate it, John.
Appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate you. All right, now we got your personal favorite scene. Let's move on to the most iconic scene from the movie Dodgeball, Trey.
Yeah, this was pretty easy for me. In my opinion, it has to be when Patches O'Houlihan teaches the ropes. You know what I mean? He comes in, he's going to be their coach, and the most infamous line, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. He's throwing the wrenches at him, hitting him. Bro, I was cringing. I don't remember cringing so much, but when I watched it this time, when the one dude gets hit in the head with the wrench, I mean, immediately I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, you know about the Justin Long, right?
The other dude with the headband.
He was sleeping.
Yeah, he hits him on the desk. I'm like, oh, God.
Dude, yeah, just because it's a freaking wrench, bro, and he's chucking them things, dude. I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. Nick Clark popping in on Facebook. Good movie. Yes, sir. It's a great one. Okay, so when you're thinking about the most iconic scene from Dodgeball, it's got to be, also including Patches O'Houlihan, it's got to be the Dodgeball tape. You know, they watch that old video, Five Ds of Dodgeball. You know what I mean? Everybody knows the 5 Ds of Dodgeball.
Oh, because of that tape.
Exactly. And just the way Hank Azell is the actor who played Patches as a young guy, the way he hits the dip, dive, duck, dodge, and just the facial expression.
Dodge.
Yeah. I just love it, man. I just love it. And I just feel like that has got to be the most iconic thing that everybody remembers.
And actually, a little something you probably didn't know is, you know, that actor and the Patches O'Houlihan, the older Patches O'Houlihan, they didn't even try to pretend to be the same person. You know, their voice, they didn't try to put their voices or anything. They just were like, go out there and be yourself.
It's funny because I literally was thinking while watching that, like, I wonder if, like, they got Rip Torn first, or if Hank Azell first, and then which guy was trying to act like the other one. So that's interesting. I love that.
Yeah, I don't know if that fact, but I would say they got Rip Torn, and they were like, I don't care who you get, just some guy that looks like a younger, you know, older version.
I love Rip Torn, man. That guy did a
amazing, phenomenal.
Amazing job, by the way. Okay, now let's get to what has aged the best in dodgeball.
Yeah, man. So first of all, following the rules. Okay. Gordon, you know, they wouldn't even have been able to play in the final game if Gordon didn't know the book in and out and know that in rule subsection 418, there's a three-part vote. You know what I mean? If he didn't know the rules, they wouldn't even got to play.
Yeah.
So if you're going to play a sport, know the rules.
Hey, man, thank goodness to Obscure Sports Quarterly, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Started reading it in college, you know, for the chicks. Yes, sir. Teamwork, huh?
Oh yeah.
Teamwork.
Definitely.
The underdog story.
Yeah. Always. I feel like every sports movie is the underdog story.
Yeah, it really is. This one actually had it in the title.
So. Right, right. I've got Never Giving Up. You know, even though Vince Vaughn did give up, Lance Armstrong came through with his cancer story and convinced him otherwise.
He's like, "What are you dying from that's making you quit?"
Yeah, I'm sure you got a good reason.
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of good things age in this movie. Any more, buddy?
My last one is being your true self 100%. You know, Vince Vaughn kind of had that thing at his gym that was like, you know, he accepts everybody, no matter what they look like, how they are, or what kind of weirdo they are. You know, he fed into their weirdness because it's who they were.
Look, man, if you want to be a pirate, you know, be a pirate.
Exactly.
Gar.
Exactly. 100%.
I love it. I love every time that guy hit it. Gar.
Gar.
At the end, like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but at the end, he's like, "Hey, thanks, Peter. You know, you really helped me. I know I'm not a pirate." He's like, "Well, then who's going to help me split this buried treasure?" And he's like,
"Gar. Peter."
Gar. Peter. That's awesome, man. Awesome. Okay, what has aged the worst? There's some good ones in here.
Oh, yeah, easily, easily. First one I got is electric shock fat shaming. Dude's hooked up to the electrodes with the food, the donut, and he's like, as soon as he wants to take a bite, he's like, "Eah." I'm like,
is that kind of brilliant though? Like,
yeah, whatever. I don't know. It felt like probably not a good thing today.
By the way, before we're going to get to it later, but I'm going to love to hear how you justify White Goodman as maybe being a good guy in his own way.
we'll get there.
We'll get there. What's age the worst? I mean, how many times did Rip Torn use the word queer?
Yeah,
retard.
Exactly.
All that.
Exactly. And like I said, this goes back to my theory that every movie, comedy movie from 2000 to 2010 says retard in it. Every one of them.
I mean, yeah, that was a very popular word out there, I guess, at that point in human history. Will somebody catch a damn ball? It's like watching a bunch of retards try to hump a doorknob. Like, whoa. Terrible. Dang, dude went off.
I've got sexual harassment in the workplace. Ooh, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of that going on.
He's like, "I have great news. You're fired."
What? Now we can go on a date.
You're a sad little man.
Unless you're into that kind of thing. What does he say? I got some shackles in the back.
He's like, "We don't want to be bonded by the shackles of the
society, patriarchal workplace. Unless you're into that kind of thing, I've got some shackles in the back."
In which case, I've got some shackles in the back.
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
I'm just kidding. But seriously,
I think he says that 3 or 4 times. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But seriously.
Yeah. He does. He does. Lesbian jokes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that. I mean, Rip Torn was basically all the things.
Yeah, he is what aged the worst, including himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I got one that is kind of out of the box, if you will. And you had to pay real close attention to be able to understand this one. But I've got what aged the worst?
What?
Vitamin water. Okay, so when White Goodman's in the office, he's got a shelf full of vitamin water. He reaches over there, grabs one, cracks it open. When have you seen a vitamin water recently? Body Armor has taken over the market. Vitamin water is nothing.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Honestly, yeah, that's a good one, man.
So when I seen that, I was like, is that vitamin water?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that aged pretty poorly, you know?
Yeah. Didn't 50 Cent get that whole vitamin water thing going? Didn't he make a bunch of money off of that?
Yeah, he did. He did his thing, but Body Armor kind of came in and just knocked him off the shelves.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on, buddy, to scenes you could live without. What's a scene in the movie Dodgeball that, you know, you'd be all right if it wasn't in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got two here.
Me too.
And one of them is, it's a love-hate relationship, and that's the end credits scene, which my wife had actually never seen before.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Pause here for a second, because it brought me to, is this one of the first movies with a post-credit scene? Because I think this is probably the first one that I saw that had a post-credit scene that I can remember, which I was obviously pretty young when this came out. But sure. It was like, to me, this was the first movie where I thought, I need to make sure and watch the credits and see if something happens at the end, you know?
Interesting. Actually, I'd like to know when the first...
Yeah, I'm sure it was way before that.
Sure.
But that's just the most notable in my brain. But anyway, yeah, the post-credit scene where he's eating the chicken and shaking his titties. I remember when I was a kid, it just freaked me out watching that scene, dude. I was so uncomfortable sitting on the couch watching this man play with his grown titties.
My milkshake brings other boys to the
yard. It's better than no.
Was it just the way they flopped around?
It was just everything. The greasy chicken on his face. I mean, it was just the... Even the fat suit looked so plasticky
that
I just couldn't do it, man.
I won that. It's like, you happy? You happy? That's what's wrong with the movie cinema this nowadays. No complexity. I like it. All right, a scene that I could live without. I'm going to go to Patches O'Houlihan dying. Just because I love that character so much that I would have liked to have seen that all, you know. I understand that, you know, needed to happen to get the team upset and have them go through this little, you know, arc. But I just would love to have seen more Patches O'Houlihan, you know.
Yeah, you know, it kind of gave me Happy Gilmore vibes, you know, with what can I think his name? The one-handed dude?
Chubbs?
Chubbs. Okay. Chubbs dying, you know, and then that kind of giving him the energy to move on and win, you
it's
know.
It's all in the hips, man.
That's right. So it kind of gave me that kind of same
vibe.
I get that.
Also, the pizza in the pants.
That was my other one I have down. Uh-huh. Pizza masturbation. I just don't get it. It was unneeded. It didn't put any other scenes together for you. You know, it was just a weird moment where you walk in and he's got pepperonis falling out of his pants. Like, it's just, I don't know.
I told you not to come in. I told you not to come in on my personal reflection period. Shout out to my fiance, Jessica. She's the one who said she could have done without the pizza in the pants. And I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Erica said the same thing. We both agreed at the same time. I was writing it down. She goes, that's the scene you could live without. And I said, I'm writing it down right now.
It just, I could live without it, but it just helped show what a psychological thing, you know. They could have just done the donut.
Right. The electroshock donut. That was enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Now let's get to a really fun one. I always love this category, and that is The Replacement. Which actor could have done better, or which actor would we like to have seen attempt their shot at this role, Trey?
Yeah, so when I first was doing all my notes, this is actually the last one I went to because it just was so hard for me to think of some replacements.
Absolutely.
And out of nowhere, it just clicked with me. And now, granted, this would be a little bit different of a movie, not as raunchy, but I've got Kevin Hart for Vince Vaughn. And The Rock as Ben Stiller, right? You know, they have those kind of battles in their movies, right? And then I even went further to think that, like, when The Rock gets his team together, he's got John Cena, Brock Lesnar, maybe the Great Khali, you know what I mean? 9'4" dude, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, that whole Kevin Hart, The Rock kind of thing they do in their movies. And you know, Kevin Hart, he's a little fit. He could own a gym. I think there's a movie he has where he does own a gym. You know what I mean? I just thought that would be a really good one to fill it in.
That would be super awesome. Actually, I feel like it would be a completely different
movie. Definitely.
I feel like they could still, to this day, make that movie, change the sport, or just keep the same sport, man, mm-hmm. and kind of make it and do their own thing. That would be so interesting to see the back and forth between them. Like, is The Rock going to still do that thing where he says things that don't make sense, you know? Like,
right.
but feel like he's just like touche ahead yeah. of him, you know? Yeah. All right, now let's move on to mine. Again, I just want to point out that I loved Rip Torn doing Patches O'Houlihan, but this is the guy that I feel like I need to find somebody who could do, you know, do it a little differently. You know what I mean? And I got Jack Nicholson playing Patches O'Houlihan.
100%. 100% I can see that.
The 5 D's of dodgeball, man.
Definitely, definitely.
I would have loved to have seen him.
Here's Patches.
I love it. I feel like he could have done a great job being raunchy still and yet bringing a little something extra to the character, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
Interesting stuff. Let's move on to your favorite actor in the movie, Trey.
Okay, so normally when I go to my favorite actor, I always kind of throw out an honorable mention, somebody that I was kind of torn between. Speaking of torn between, Rip Torn was almost there for me as my favorite actor, yep. a.k.a. Patches O'Houlihan. But I just have to give it to my main man, Steve the Pirate. I love Steve the Pirate so much. Alan Tudyk, I mean, it like his role, is there's not even like any amazing quotes from him, but just the whole person and that character in living a grown man life as a pirate and enjoying yourself doing it. I love it. All for it.
Gar. That's all I got to say to that. Yeah, Steve the Pirate definitely on the list. And this is, again, a category that I try not to pick the main actor just because, like, I'm trying to give a little love to somebody else.
Exactly.
I mean, Rip Torn was there. Your dude, Steve the Pirate, was there. But, man, I just feel like Vince Vaughn brought the movie together. You know, everybody's saying just things, and then he's just like, yeah, you know, just, you know, saying the truth about it, you know, and he just, his little just like sarcasm and things that he throws in there, I feel like they go unnoticed. They're just such great one-liners that Vince Vaughn's throwing in there, and for that reason, I got to give it to Vince Vaughn as my favorite one in this movie, Trey.
Oh, yeah, man, Vince Vaughn, that's his whole thing, you know, he's that sarcastic guy that's always explaining things in detail in ways that, you know, don't even make sense, but somehow it makes sense. Yeah. And I mean, all of his movies, you know, he's like, well, you know, this, just that, and that, and the other. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's where we came to this.
I love Vince Vaughn, man, but I was looking at his lips in this movie, man. Mm-hmm. They just looked a little, I can't tell if they're too small or something. It just didn't feel right. I don't want to cause problems here, but yeah. I just point that out. I just couldn't
interesting,
help but notice.
Interesting. One thing I do want to say real quick before we move on, I just want to throw this out there. Steve the Pirate, there was a Reddit thing come out where a guy said maybe he they were trying to portray like an ex-Navy sailor who suffered from PTSD and they came in and asked Steve about it, and he wouldn't really comment on it. I think he didn't want to really you know, try to make a joke of ex-Navy sailors with PTSD.
Sure.
But it's a cool concept.
Yeah,
I mean, no. He even had like the, you know, the Army sailor tattoos too. So
interesting. Gotta love Reddit, man. Just reading too far into things. You gotta love it over
always.
On Reddit. The meanest, most hateful people over on Reddit. Just throwing that point out there too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And real quick, I do want to throw out right here in this spot, Jason Bateman. I got to give him a touch on here on favorite actor. I didn't even realize that he was in this movie until I rewatched it, and I was like, wait a second. Is that because the kind of actor that he plays in this movie is completely different than anything he does now. And I wondered, because he has a gap front teeth in this movie, but I don't think he has it anymore.
I don't know. Maybe he got it fixed. Maybe it was just for the role.
Right, because he's kind of plays that goofy character, you know. So I was wondering if it was for the role, if he got it fixed. I don't know, because it was 20 years ago,
right,
you know.
Right. That's an interesting strategy, Trey. Let's see how that works out for him. He had a lot of great one-liners.
Oh, too. Yeah, man. And he was only in for like a third of the movie.
Yeah, I know, dude. That just him and Gary Cole combined, though, doing ESPN 8, The Ocho.
100%, man. That's
just amazing,
stuff.
Bro. I wish there really was an ESPN 8, The Ocho.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's, what do they say? If it's almost a sport, we'll stream it or something like that. I love that, man. I love that. They got like the little squirrel. Did you see the squirrel on the, it was a squirrel skiing? You know?
Oh, yeah.
interesting fact for you, you know, I'm from Tampa. Obviously, you've heard, if you watch the show, you know that. My dad used to go to a bar with the guy who owns that squirrel. He used to come into the bar all the time. He'd have the squirrel in his little jacket. He'd give him nuts and stuff. So, yeah, you've probably seen that squirrel before on different little videos stuff. So
that's awesome. Famous squirrel.
Yeah. Just trying to get a nut, man, you know?
That's right.
beautiful. All right, man, this is one of my favorite parts of the show, and that is the quote that lives on. I got a bunch of them here, Trey. I'm going to let you kick us off. You probably got one on my list. Are you going to hit us with the one?
No, I can't go there yet.
Okay.
But I do have a bunch on my list, and a lot of these that are, you know, that thing where you're talking about how you say a quote all the time in your life, and you don't realize where you actually got it from, and then you see it, and you're like, maybe that's where I got that from.
Yeah.
My first one I've got is, "That's it, boy. Get in there real nice and deep like." I use that all the time, and so I never knew where I got it from. And then I see him over there cleaning the tires, and he's like got his finger in his belly button. He's like, "Get in there nice and deep like."
Uh-huh, bro, me too. I said that 2-3 days ago. I said that to somebody. I was at work. Somebody was down cleaning something. You know I had to hit him with it, bro. Exactly. Finger in the belly button and everything, bro. I did it. Okay. I got one for you. You're about as useful as a poopy flavored lollipop.
I got that one down too, man. And I don't remember that one from the last time I watched it, but I seen how I caught it and I was like, that's hilarious.
It's funny, bro, because literally 2 weeks ago, I think I had a memory on Facebook and it was me literally saying that you're about as useful as a poopy flavored lollipop.
That's awesome.
So apparently I thought it was so funny. I posted on Facebook.
That's awesome.
Hit us with one.
I've got "Nobody makes me bleed my own blood," which we already kind of talked about. How about, "Oh, my sweet dick, it's magic."
Wait, which part was that?
Ben Stiller. I think he gets hits in the nuts or something like that. And he's like, "Oh, my sweet dick, it's magic."
I must have missed that one, bro. But that's a good one. That's good stuff. Here we go. "It's got to be the hair, Cotton. It's beautiful, feathered, and lethal. You just don't see that nowadays."
Yes, sir. I got the speaking of the commentaries, I've got, which we've already brought up, but "It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them." and to kind of accentuate that situation, that was when they were forfeiting. And he was like, "That's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off."
"Necessary?
That's it, baby. That's the one."
"Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste."
I feel like that's one of our most quoted in our friendship. Like that we, you know.
Anybody says the word necessary, it's coming out.
As soon as we'll just look at each other. "Necessary? Yeah. Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?"
No, it is not. I know that was on your list. Was that at the top of your list?
Yeah.
Had to be, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most iconic, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Lives on the most for us, anyway. Obviously, you know, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, and the 5 D's of dodgeball. Those probably live on a little more for other people, but for us, it's necessary.
It sure is. All right. I got one that is actually some great life advice. So this is also a quote from the movie, but, you know, maybe something that can help you if you actually, you know, pay attention. "And I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you're never disappointed. And I tell you, it feels phenomenal."
It's terrible to live by, just so you know.
Come on, bro. That's great, though. That's great.
Hey, when that movie, or when that part came on in the movie, my wife looked over and she goes, "Exactly." I'm like, "No, that's not how you live." How about "Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur." I don't know, I thought that one was pretty good.
"Jody loves Chachi."
Oh, that's another one where that I use that all the time. And I knew it was Ben Stiller. I just didn't know what movie. And this is the one. I don't know why. I just love that that he does it so well.
He does. It's just perfect timing, too.
"No, Jody loves Chachi."
That was good, actually. That was really good.
And last one I got, this is, you know, probably not the nicest thing to say, but I've definitely heard it a lot in my life, and that's, "Fatty make a funny."
Yeah. Was that the end credit scene?
Yeah.
You in that end credit scene, huh?
I hate it, bro.
Okay, I got one more for you. Let me tell you, a double fault final play elimination hasn't occurred since the Helsinki episode of 1990, and I think we all remember how that turned out.
Yeah, I got no idea.
Nobody does. Nobody. Man, yeah, I love it. I love it, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. You got any more quotes?
Yeah, that's it on quotes, man.
I could have kept going.
Keep going.
No, I mean, not right now. I
kept Oh, yeah, me too. No, like this is another one of those movies where I had to, okay, dial it back, stop writing down every other sentence, you know.
Right, exactly. Hey, guys, if you are watching, please don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to your boys, Fourth and Flicks, doing this all summer long, waiting for football season to come back when we will return. And stick around. We've got some trivia, some dodgeball trivia coming up. We're going to see if Trey can answer the questions that I have concocted for him. We're going to find out. But let's move on to the best song from the movie.
Taking it right back to the end credits.
Oh, here he goes. You milkshake?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. it's a good song, you know. But every time I hear that song, every time, radio, wherever, in a grocery store, it comes on, Subway, wherever I hear milkshakes.
You get that flashback.
I get that flashback, and I'm just like, oh.
Also, you know, shout out to Peter Griffin, who also hit him with a milkshake one time.
Yeah, 100%.
I think he was in prison or something. Yeah, they're like, do it again, Griffin. And he hits him with it, man. All right. You all right over there, bud?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
good.
Okay, just checking. All right, I've got We Will Rock You. Globo Gym's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Smoke.
I just love that whole thing, bro. They're just hitting it, man. Just that entrance, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hey, they showed up, okay? Yeah. They showed up ready.
Yeah. Blazer, Taser, Phaser.
All the other Azers.
Yeah, they all showed up. Can you, this isn't part of the trivia, but do you remember the female's name, the female?
I've got it written down here. We'll get to it. Yeah. 100%. Fran is her name, but I got her last name written down. I'm going to try to attempt it here in just a little bit.
I'm going to attempt it just out of memory. Franskevinovich, something like that. All right. Does it deserve a sequel, Trey? Does Dodgeball deserve a sequel? What do you think?
Yeah, so first off, I want to preface this question with Dodgeball 2 is confirmed and in the works.
What?
Yeah, Vince Vaughn is working on it right now, reprising his role as Peter. Chuck Norris is opening to returning for Dodgeball, adding a nostalgic touch to the sequel. And the plot of Dodgeball 2 could either recreate the stakes from the first film or raise the stakes with a global tournament. Ooh. Okay? But I have a better idea for Vince Vaughn. So if you're watching Vince Vaughn, listen to this one, okay?
Uh-oh.
So 20 years down the road, and I wrote this, and I didn't even realize that it was actually 20 years. I was just thinking about 20 years. But say 20 years down the road, Justin, the cheerleader, okay, his son is getting bullied in college because, and I don't know if you know this, but if you watch at the end of Dodgeball, when they're all in there, his girl's pregnant, the cheerleader girl. I'm wondering how old they really are because she's pregnant. But anyway, so his son's getting bullied in college and these dumbass jocks are beating him up and stuff. And so he calls his dad. There's a dodgeball tournament, right? These jocks are in. Mm-hmm. And he calls his dad up and who has won a dodgeball tournament, you know? And he's like, hey, I need you to get the Average Joes back together so we can beat these guys, you know? And then they like do all these cut scenes, like Steve sailing on a pirate ship. And he's like, arr, I'll be there.
Arr.
And then Gordon is a broadcaster for OSQ, right? Has to be, you know, he's doing his thing. And then Owen lives in Russia with the girl, Fran, okay? And then she has her own dodgeball team, but she ends up joining the Average Joes this time to help Justin's son out because, you know, she's the all-time champion.
Sure. With that beautiful smile, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be a good little show.
Bro, that'd be sick, man, yeah. I mean, I feel like it'd be one of those movies where you look and you could tell they're all 20 years older, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought Justin Long looked, like, younger than he did even in Jeepers Creepers, bro.
And yeah, yeah.
That was before that, I'm pretty sure, man. He just looked so young. I mean, they all did, but yeah, dude, I would watch that. And you could be on the money with what that sounds like it could be for real.
Yeah, you know, they like he goes out and then I'm even thinking like, you know, it's the old guys coming back to play the young guys, you know, and they're like, we're champions. And then maybe me and Vince Vaughn is in a wheelchair. You know what I mean? He's like he has to coach him because he hurt his legs, you know, and he's the new Patches.
Hey, you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, he starts grabbing a bunch of wrenches or maybe even he's like, we've upgraded to hammers. He's got sledgehammers, you know, or something. I don't know.
crazy. I'm gonna say no, it doesn't deserve a sequel, even though it's getting one. I just thought it's a good movie, leave it where it lies. Okay. Now if there was a sequel, I'm thinking a prequel, okay? Before how White Goodman came to, you know, maybe he starts off, he's a fat guy, you know, and he's like, just more White Goodman, you know what I mean? More White Goodman being White Goodman, fat, getting picked on, you know, just his whole backstory of how he becomes Globo Jim. You know, you could pop, you know, Peter LaFleur in there, maybe, I don't know, you know, send him a stripper, a male stripper for his birthday or something later on. You know,
You know, maybe Peter LaFleur was really actually a bully to him in high school, you know?
Which could definitely be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was basically bullying him then. I mean, right. It was hilarious and he deserved it.
Right.
But still, yeah. What do you think?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Go back instead of forward. They do that a lot now in movies, anyways.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir. Okay, now let's get to a category that I struggled with because, I mean, what do you? I don't know any professional dodgeball players and or teams, but I understand you have one. Make one real life person, player or team comparison, Trey.
Yeah, so I had to really think out of the box on this one, right? Because I also don't know any dodgeball players or anything like that. But we are a fantasy football show, so I kind of threw it to the football world. Okay. And give me Patches O'Houlihan compared to Bill Belichick, right? Okay, the old mean guy that takes the unorthodox way of getting a team to the championship, right? I mean, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball is exactly something Bill Belichick would say.
Well, I mean, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, we're just out there practicing.
On to Cincinnati. Yeah, dude, I love that, dude. I mean, I feel like maybe Bill Belichick could be a little funnier than we realize he is, you know?
100%. We only see the part that he hates, the media, you know what I mean? So yeah. I guarantee you he's got more humor on the field.
Yes, sir. Hey, Bayou Bangle popping into the comments. Oh, it's nice to see y'all's faces. Hope y'all been doing well. And as always, hit that like button, y'all. Hey, I didn't ask you to do it. Bayou Bangle asked you to do it. He's a nice guy. Do it, Bayou Bangle says. Appreciate it.
Do it.
Yes, sir. That was a good one, buddy. Oh, Belichick. Patches O' Belichick, I should say.
There you go. Patches O' Belichick.
All right, let's move it on, buddy, to the Johnny Lawrence Award. Is the villain of the film actually the villain, or does he actually have a good reason to be acting the way he's acting, Trey?
Yeah, so, you know, like we always preface this with, you've got to define the villain first. Obviously, we all know the villain is White Goodman in this movie. He won an award for being the worst villain or the best villain. And so, you know, I was really trying to give him the Johnny Lawrence Award here, and I couldn't come up with anything to validate his horrid personality until you gave your sequel. Because now I'm thinking, okay, Ben Stiller is a big, heavy-set kid. He's getting bullied all the time. And I'm thinking even to the point to where a couple of the other guys, like Steve the Pirate and maybe Gordon, you know, it shows flashbacks to where they didn't even know who he was because obviously he made such a big transition from being a big guy to who he is.
Sure.
That they were actually causing harm to him, and he didn't want to bring it up because he didn't want anybody to know that that is who he used to be. Right.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think, you know, maybe he's just, you know, just tired of getting bullied and sure. Sticking up for himself. Yeah.
Poor White Goodman, you know, this guy has not one redeemable quality. Okay. Even if, let's say what you say is true, he was bullied and he's just kind of, you know, trying to get back. He knows what that feels like. And what does he do? He calls him I don't know what he calls him over there at the Global Gym, the mutants over right. At the Global Gym. He knows he was one of those mutants. So this guy has no redeemable quality.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely needs some counseling, but...
Yeah, buddy, he's doing his own counseling with the pizza and the donuts, and it's not working out. I'm just saying, dude, he is the... prototypical villain, no redeemable qualities, not a nice bone in his body. Even when he's trying to be nice, it's condescending.
Yeah, Ben Stiller, you definitely do not deserve the Johnny Lawrence Award. I'm sorry.
Wait, what? He gets it, right?
No, if you get the Johnny Lawrence Award if you can redeem the villain.
Okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. All right, buddy, let's get it going here now. Let's move on to a souvenir from the movie Dodgeball.
Yeah, man, I got a couple here. I'm pretty excited about this. I'm kind of surprised, actually, you already brought up one of them, but I would like a yearly subscription to OSQ, Obscure Sports Quarterly. I think I would actually personally enjoy that.
I actually do, too. I bet the articles in there are banging.
I love obscure sports. You know what I mean? Because those are sports that I can compete in.
Exactly, bro. How about an ADAA official dodgeball?
Yeah, 100%.
I like that. You got any more? Because I've got the best one.
Okay. Well, I have the best one, too. I hope it's not the same because... Okay, I'm just going to throw this out here first. A wrench. I want one of the wrenches, okay, because I don't think they were actual wrenches. You know, they're rubber wrenches, and I think that'd be cool to walk around town screaming at people, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, and then throwing it at them.
Fun fact, they were actually rubber wrenches. The first wrench that was thrown at Justin Long actually made him bleed, but they were all rubber wrenches, just throwing that out there. Hey, Bayou Bangle agrees. A wrench, 100%. He's with you on that one.
No doubt.
Okay, now
I'll let you have it, and hopefully it's the same thing.
It is. I want the white Goodman grabbing the bull by the horns picture that he has in his office.
You know, that's so funny that that's not mine, but I love that. I didn't even think about that. I love that painting.
Yeah, it's a metaphor, but that really happened.
I want that, actually. I want that right here in our studio.
Okay, so I guess you here's got mine. The best one.
It's the daddy choker that Vince bought when their uniforms get switched up and he's rocking the choker that says, "Daddy, give me that.
You must be daddy."
I'll be rocking that.
Yeah, there's no way that we would have got the same one on that one, but, yeah, don't you? I just want that freaking
mural.
I just want that, mural, Beautiful, beautiful, man. Never disappoints, Trey. You never disappoint. All right. Is this Where are they now? Where are they now? The people from Dodgeball. If anybody has, watched a movie nowadays, they probably know the answer to this, Trey.
Yeah. So Vince Vaughn starting off, obviously he's been making movies forever, notably working on the sequel to Dodgeball. I mentioned that earlier. And also they're coming up with a sequel to Wedding Crashers, actually. So that'll be good. The most recent movie that I've seen him in is actually called Arkansas. It's a great movie. And I didn't even know he was in it when I started watching it. I watched it because I'm from Arkansas. I live in Arkansas. And I wanted to see what it was about. And it's about Vince Vaughn's actually a drug lord in this movie. No spoilers, but it's a good one.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, Vince Vaughn, love his. He basically plays the same character in all his movies, but it's always a great character.
And that's one thing I do want to say though is that this is one of those movies he doesn't really play his normal character. He plays an old guy that runs a pawn shop. Like, I don't know, it's a different vibe, but it's still great Vince Vaughn.
A pawn shop? You mean a gym?
No, it's a pawn shop.
Oh, you're talking about Arkansas.
In Arkansas, in the movie Arkansas.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he's still not that snarky.
He's definitely got that, but it's less humor, Vince Vaughn. Okay. But it's still great acting.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's good.
That. What else you got?
Alan Tudyk, Steve the Pirate. I didn't even make this comparison because I just started recently watching his show Resident Alien that's out, and it's actually pretty good, but I didn't even think because Steve the Pirate just looks so different, with his long hair and his beard and everything like that. But it's a good show. You guys should definitely check out Resident Alien.
I like it. I've seen him in a lot of things. He's popped up here and there in a lot of things. I enjoy the different characters I've seen him play over the years.
Yeah, man. And then I've got obviously Ben Stiller doing great movies. He's been producing right now. He's producing and taking the main role in his new movie Nutcrackers.
Okay,
he does which that a lot. Which at first I was thinking maybe that was a Christmas movie, but knowing Ben Stiller, it's probably more of a bust your balls kind of comedy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I like it. I like it. You got anybody else?
I have. Yeah, definitely. Oh. Missy Pyle. Who plays Fran, now hear me out, I'm going to try this, Stalinovskanovich Davidukhtichki.
Now say it fast, because just not fast, just say it like normally without...
Stalinovnishkadidvidivshki.
That's good. I don't know, it really wasn't that good. I was just trying to give you a little boost there. Anyways, what has she done?
Anyway, so she is, this is kind of crazy to me because I didn't even realize she's the same actor from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory who plays as Mrs. Beauregard. The woman in the jumpsuit with her daughter in the jumpsuit, blonde hair, super pretty.
I knew she was actually pretty.
Yeah.
I knew that. I just couldn't figure out who she was. I knew that.
But I didn't even know that was the same actor. But most recently she played in a Tourist Guide to Love, which I've never seen before, but I actually read up on it a little bit. It looks pretty good.
Hmm. Hey, Bayou Bengal says perfect pronunciation, by the way, of her name. So
thank you.
Nice
thank
work,
you.
Trey. Nice
and
work.
Fun fact, did you know originally they were going to make her a robot in this movie in disguise? And in the final matchup, she was going to get hit with a ball and it was going to rip her face off to show robot parts. And they thought it was just a little too much and took it out.
I think they made the right call on that. Yeah.
That'd have been cool though.
I don't know. That just would have seemed like a little too much.
Yeah.
I think they made the right call. Rip Torn. Got anything with him?
I don't have anything with Rip Torn. You got something?
I feel like he's passed away now.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I remember there was a feed going around on my feed talking about it.
Yeah, I was pretty sure of that. I thought maybe you had that in your notes, and that's why I was like, what do you got for this guy, you know?
Yeah, I honestly forgot about Rip Torn when I was doing the Where Are They Nows. I assumed he didn't get much further than the movie.
No, he's Men in Black.
Yeah.
Freddy Got Fingered. This guy's been in a ton of movies, bro. Check out his filmography, man. He's been in a lot of stuff. Done great work his entire life, man. And rest in peace, Rip Torn.
For sure. I got Justin Long on here, who plays Justin, the cheerleader. And most recent, you know, obviously, notably, he's done Jeepers Creepers, which is a great movie. If you haven't seen Jeepers Creepers, you live under a rock.
Absolutely.
But he did The Barbarian in 2022. You remember I put you on that movie. If you haven't watched The Barbarian, it is a great movie. It keeps you guessing from start to finish.
Yeah, you think you know what's going on? You don't.
Great movie.
Yeah. He played kind of a prick in that movie too.
Yeah, a different kind of character than he normally would play.
Yeah.
What's the movie that he plays? Accepted, where he runs the college. That's a great movie too. I just got to throw that out there.
Wiener.
That's a solid one.
That is a good movie, man. He like makes his fake college, bro. That's a great movie. I need to watch that. It's been too long. Been too Justin Long. Also, he was in Zach and Miri Make a Porno. I don't know if you remember him in that, but he was like that gay. He was a gay.
Yeah, didn't he have like a mustache or something?
He's like, oh, you know, I've done a few films, you know. Anything I've seen? Oh, just basically films with, you know, all male casts. I love it, dude. I love it. I love the character he played in that. Let's keep it going, buddy. Is this the main actor's best movie? Now, when you're talking main actor, are you talking Ben Stiller or are you talking Vince Vaughn, Trey?
So when I first started to get my answer to this, immediately I thought Vince Vaughn, right? Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, Vince Vaughn has done so many great movies. This is not his peak performance. But I'm not a huge Ben Stiller fan. Mm. And this is my personal favorite Ben Stiller movie. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, this is Ben Stiller's peak performance.
It's up there. Ben Stiller-wise, it's definitely up there, man. I was trying to think of movies that I thought maybe could top it.
Something About Mary is the only one that comes close for
Thunder?
Me.
Yeah,
I just... No? Ben Stiller's humor is not normally for me.
I like Ben. I like him, man. He's funny. He was the cable guy. Did you ever see the cable guy? I love the cable guy, man. But I think it's up there, at least top three, Ben Stiller-wise. Vince Vaughn, there's just so many great movies. I'll give it top five Vince Vaughn movies.
I've got my favorite Vince Vaughn movie, which I think is his peak performance.
Which is?
And it's probably my top five movie of all time, The Internship.
Really?
With Owen Wilson. I love that movie. If I'm having a rough day, throw on The Internship. No problem, dude.
I like that. I like that. I've seen it a couple times, but I just can't remember it as well. I think I need to hit that with a rewatch
too. That's one of those movies, you know, where it's true Vince Vaughn comedy and Owen Wilson comedy. I mean, two guys together, it's just dry humor, hilarious sarcasm. If you haven't watched The Internship, do it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Owen Wilson, really, I haven't seen him do a lot lately, to be completely honest. I guess he was in Loki, the Disney show, Loki. I guess they're working on Wedding Crashers too. I don't know if they could do that without him.
So. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be in that.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is something I told myself I wanted to mention, but we're getting right up to the movie secrets that you maybe didn't know anyway. So I'm going to kick that category off. Movie secrets that you didn't know. Did you know that the lady and Ben Stiller were married in real life?
Yes. Kate and Ben Stiller were married. I didn't know it watching the movie, but I found out later doing research. They were actually married during the filming.
Like they got married while
they got married already, in 2000.
That's what I thought.
The movie came out in 2004.
They were already married, though.
Okay, which makes the sexual assault a little less cringy, honestly. You know what I mean? I actually think that's a great actor to pick for someone to sexual assault is their wife.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, sexually assaulting your wife is a thing, but I'm just saying on a show, I think it made me feel less hated towards Ben Stiller.
Imagine you're making a movie with your wife, bro, and you have to, like, your wife needs to be disgusted of you. And, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Real freaking naughty.
And you just have to be just of your husband. You know what I mean? She did a great job doing that, by the way.
Yeah. So speaking of secrets you didn't know, actually, there was a lot of actual dodgeball. They actually had to train and prepare for this movie. Well, Ben Stiller actually slugged Kate twice with a ball in the face. And it caused marital problems for a while during it. Like, it was a huge deal. And she was really upset about it. And he had to kind of deal with that, you know. And they eventually ended up getting a divorce in 2017. But there's actually good news. They're talking rekindling their relationship. They never really separated. They just got divorced. They still kind of always been friends and everything. And then they've been talking about rekindling their relationship.
I felt like they were one of those Hollywood couples that always managed to stay together. Yeah. I didn't even know they got a divorce. So I like to hear that they're, you know, possibly rekindling old flames. Yeah, he in the movie, he got it really good, you know, like just pow in the movie, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that scene, bro. Every time I'm surprised like Vince Vaughn didn't run across the line and just start whooping on him.
Bro, and her face was like super red too.
She was like, "Kick his ass!"
What else you got for us?
I've got that this movie inspired real life dodgeball leagues in a dedicated community.
I mean,
this really like set across the nation intramural dodgeball leagues. You know,
I love when that happens.
And people with crazy team names and, you know, crazy groups of people getting together and playing dodgeball.
I love that, man. I love when a movie so good and it gets so many people interested in watching that it actually makes people start to do the thing for the movie. Like the movie Role Models. A lot of LARPing happened after Role Models because of how awesome they made it look in the movie.
Oh, 100%. When I watched that movie, I'm like, dude, I want to LARP, bro. Let me get into on some live action role play.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Okay, I've got Chuck Norris. Okay, was reluctant to do this role. They called him and he kind of turned it down, and because he was in LA, they were recording in Long Beach. He would have to drive 3 hours to do the show. He didn't really feel like doing that. So Ben Stiller calls him and begs him to come do the show. Sent a helicopter to pick him up. That's the only way they could get him to do the show. He got on, didn't know anything about the show or didn't do any rehearsal. All he knew was just to give the thumbs up, you know? And so then when he watched the movie, he actually enjoyed it. But he was at the end. So in post-credit scene, the last thing that Ben Stiller says is, "Effing Chuck Norris." And Chuck Norris said, "My mouth fell open." Oh. I said, "Holy mackerel, that was a shock. He didn't tell me about that."
Come on, Chuck. Come on, Chuck. Get it. Come on, bro. Come on. Just go with it. You know what I mean? You know, it just don't get. Did he get pretty upset about that? I guess.
And not super, but it definitely was not expected.
Ah, come on, man. It's all fun. It's all fun. It's a movie. I love that, though. I freaking love that, Trey. That's a great one. That's a great one. Any other good stuff for us?
I got one more, and I wish I would have done more research on this, but I just found a little clip of it, and I thought it was pretty cool. And it's the fictional ESPN 8, The Ocho, inspired a real TV channel. I don't know what TV channel that is, but it did inspire, I'm sure, some kind of obscure sports network.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great idea, man. That's something I feel like that definitely should be a thing. I wish there was an ESPN 8. I would watch it for sure. All right, buddy. What keeps you coming back? What keeps you wanting to continue to watch the movie Dodgeball?
Well, gar, I think it has to be just, in my opinion, the individual humor and how each person on the team they were a different character, and you loved them individually for who that character was. The humor was different. The whole personality was different, and they worked together as a team. I don't know. I just loved how they made it almost like eight main characters. You know, I know Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller were the main characters, but all the people on the team kind of had their own part, and I like how movies do that, and I like how this movie did that.
Me too, buddy. Me too. The one-liners, the comedy, and the quotes. 100%. I mean, every time I watch it, I hear another quote that I feel like I didn't never heard before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the hair one about the feathered and all that. Oh, I don't remember that, but God, I love that so much.
No doubt. No doubt.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, we got trivia coming up. I think we might as well rate this movie, though, Trey. What do you got for us? Rate the movie. Give us your flex score, buddy.
So I split it up this week.
Yeah, you did.
You know, I felt like it was necessary.
Necessary.
So as a comedy movie, I'm giving this movie a 9 out of 10.
Woo.
And I think that's probably the best rating I've gave on the show so far. But for comedy, this is pure enjoyment, pure comedy. And as a sports movie, surprisingly, I gave this movie a 7 out of 10. Because there was some solid sports going on in this movie, man. And I just want to go ahead and throw this out there. The referee, 10 out of 10, bro. He loved his job.
Yeah.
Sunday Dodgeball!
Yeah. Dude, I swear I was thinking that while watching. This guy, double up, you're out. He was on it, bro.
Dude,
this guy was,
that's the kind of ref I want in my life, bro. He knew how to do his job, and he lived for it.
He saw them all come out in their like S&M stuff. He looked them up and down. He's like, they're like, we're ready. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Dodgeball.
Yeah, you're matching. That's the rules.
Yep. Yep. All right. Now I broke it up into those same two categories. As a comedy, I give it a solid 8. Great movie. Great comedy. Had me rolling, laughing. Every time I watch it, I laugh, even though I know what's coming. I think I said that already, but hey. Whatever. As a sports movie, I'm with you, buddy. 7.5. Because of, bro, they played dodgeball in that movie. They broke it down. They showed you how to play. They were just playing sports. They were playing dodgeball.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's literally a video that shows you how to play dodgeball.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to play dodgeball and you watch dodgeball, you're going to be a better dodgeball player.
It's a two-player sway. I loved it. I loved it. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. All right, let's get to the fun part, Trey. I've got some dodgeball trivia locked and loaded for you, buddy. Are you ready for this? You think you got it?
I will see.
I'm sure you've seen this movie at least more than once, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least more than 5 times?
For sure.
Okay, so you should have some decent knowledge of this film.
We'll see.
Okay, let's go ahead and get to it. I'm going to start you off with an easy one, buddy. How much money did they raise with the car wash?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was an easy one.
I know. It is an easy one, but as soon as you asked it, I spaced on it. Right. I'm going to take a guess out here and say
$20. Look, man, the only guy that we cool customer we've had is that guy that keeps paying Justin to wash his truck. No, the answer is they actually lost.
Oh, that's right. I knew it as soon as you said it. I get it. Yeah,
they came in, they got the passes for a 30-day membership for Globo Gym. He's like, well, I hope we can sell them because the car wash just sent us back.
He's like, right. Wait, you mean we lost money?
Yeah. All right, buddy. Here's the next question for you. What is Globo Gym's motto? Ooh, it's easy. It's easy. You know it.
I don't.
Here at Global Gym, We're
better than you, and we know it. I was thinking that was too easy.
Yeah, no, it was not, buddy. It was not. Maybe I should start with that one if it was too easy. All right, buddy. All right, man. I got two more for you, buddy, and I feel like you've got this one, man.
We will see.
I don't know, buddy. What is the name of the Girl Scout who fails the ADAA drug screen, allowing Average Joes to win by default?
Agatha.
I'll give you the first letter. It starts with a B. The little girl.
Bernice. Yes. Damn you, Bernice.
Yes. Good job. Yes. Exactly, bro. Ding, 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 my friend. Ding, ding, ding. Good job, buddy. Good job. I got one last question for you. No, I've got two questions for you. I've got one more question and a bonus question.
Okay.
And here comes the last regular question. What sign? What does the sign say that falls on Patches O'Houlihan and kills him?
The luck of the Irish.
Hey, that's the right answer there, mate. Good job, buddy. Good job. The luck of the Irish. Because he literally says it. Well, they must have the luck of the Irish. And then there's the sign. Anyways, all right, here's the final question. It's a bonus question. If you get this right, you get all of the money that I'm not giving to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What are the 5 D's of dodgeball?
Oh, let's see. You've got dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Yeah, got him. Ding, 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 buddy. Ding, ding, ding.
Great. Okay, so you got me hyped up, and I've come up with some trivia questions of my own for you.
Uh-oh, I'm scared. What do you got for me, buddy?
All right, so first one here, let's see if you were really paying attention. Uh-oh. So obviously, if you've seen the film, you know that towards the end, Ben Stiller gives Vince Vaughn $100,000 to sign over his gym, right? Mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn then puts that money on a bet. How much money does Vince Vaughn win at the end of the game?
50-1 odds to win it. 100 grand turns into $5
million. $5
million?
That is exactly right. Good on you, my friend.
Yes, sir. You got any more?
I had one and I just totally lost it after that question. But that was a good one. I just thought it would be a fun one. What does Owen say the answer when he's like, and what, my friends, is 100,000 at 50-1 odds? I think he says $50,000?
Yeah. He's also the same one that goes, why don't we pay it in Canadian money so it'll be save us money? He's like, well, it's 70. That would make it about
70,000.
You think we should go on? That would make it about $70,000. Where are we going to come up with $110,000?
Oh, no. Oh, and you don't add them together.
Yeah, 120. My bad. Beautiful. Oh man, that was a fun one, buddy. That was a fun one right there, man.
No doubt.
All right, guys, again, if you are watching us anywhere, please don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to Fourth and Flicks. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. We appreciate all of you for watching us today. Any final thoughts, buddy?
Is it necessary?
Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile.
I like the way it tastes.
Thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Effing Chuck Norris.
Let's go. I wake up to a little bit of drool on my pillow. Feel like it's gonna be a bad day. Yeah, I'm tired of shit, and the coffee ain't hit yet. Damn, ain't that great. I don't wanna go to work, cause my boss is a jerk, and I'm not even that paid. I need a change in my life, cause I don't feel alive, and there's nothing that makes me happy. Hold my beer for a minute. I'm about to quit my job, cash in for a ticket. I'm going on a trip and I don't plan to visit. I'm gonna stay there till I feel like I'm winning all. And this is just the beginning. I need a big change, help me feel like living. I need a big swing, home runs I'm hitting. And I'll never look back, moving on till I get it all.
Cut, print, that's a wrap.